Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer, a prayer against complaining, together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer Against Complaining, written and read by Emma Dancy. James 5:9 says, "Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door." Here comes the nagging again. Have you ever been guilty of being a cloud of rain on a sunshine-filled day? In other words, have you been in a cycle of complaining? It is really easy to fall into the glass-half-full mentality. No, we are not supposed to be happy all of the time. However, as believers in Christ, we are called to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and that means we live out His fruit in our lives. It just so happens that complaining is not on that list. Today, we are going to take time to pray against complaining in our own lives and press into gratitude by faith in Christ. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come before you today thanking you for another day of life and another day of being yours. You have sealed us by your Holy Spirit. We are always your children. However, we confess that we do not always live like your children. We fall short every day in different ways. Please forgive us for our attitudes of the heart and words of our mouths that are full of complaints against you and against others. Instead of throwing out negativity, we pray that you would empower us to filter our frustrations through prayer and petition to you. Thank you that you actually welcome our emotions. We do, however, recognize that you are a holy God. You are our only hope at having the right mentality and attitude through our days. Help us, Holy Spirit. We are crying out to you to enable us to live by your Spirit and not by our flesh. We pray that you would help us to pick up our crosses and follow you. This means that even in our challenges, we desire that you would be refining us into your likeness. Forgive us for times when we have chosen to use our thoughts and our words for tearing down rather than building up. You say in Philippians 2:14 through 16, "Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that we may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then we will shine among them like stars in the sky as we hold firmly to the word of life, and then we will be able to boast on the day of Christ that we did not run or labor in vain." Lord, help us to work, live, and love without complaints. Help us to become pure and blameless. Help us to shine like stars in the sky. Would our gratitude, joy, and fullness of life be a bright light of intrigue where our neighbors around us would know that what we have is out of this world? Would they identify us as beautifully strange and abundantly loving? Would they not be able to say that we grumbled, but that we were faithful? Help us to live out James 5:9, that we would not grumble against one another, or we will be judged. Forgive us for the struggles that we have to gossip or speak negatively of those around us. May our tongues be bridled for the sake of the gospel and those around us. When we are hurt or unhappy with the decisions of superiors, family members, or friends, may we have the utmost respect for them with our demeanor and our word choices. Father, forgive us for how easy it is to speak against rather than speak for. Help us to be advocates for you, not slanderers. We cannot do this on our own. This is only by your grace flooded in us by the power of your Spirit. We are leaning upon you and declare in your name, Jesus, that we would denounce all areas of complaining. We pray that we would walk away from them. We ask that we would break up with the bad and marry the good. We pray that we would be firmly established with your word and that we will stand by it as our foundation to live lives worthy of the calling of your children. Help us to represent you better. Thank you for new mercies every morning. Thank you for the spirit of thanksgiving that you provide. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.